should scare you is that we now have more fake news websites than we do local news websites across the United States. Just let that sit there with you for a moment.
Sip your coffee.
Let it sit there with you. I'm going to.
Denise Lockwood is here, founder of Racine County. Hi, it's 7 o'clock on the noggin.
Local news and timeless.
Let's check news.
WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Please welcome our next commander-in-chief, my husband, President Donald J. Trump.
Former First Lady Melania Trump introducing her husband at a packed rally at New York's Madison Square Garden that lasted more than 7 hours.
The fate of our nation is in your hands. Next Tuesday, you have to stand up and you have to tell Kamala Harris that you've done a terrible job.
Mr. Trump's speech followed a controversial introduction from comedian Tony Hinchcliffe.
There's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Trump's campaign says the jokes were not vetted beforehand and don't reflect the former president's views. Vice President Harris spoke about Puerto Rico in an Instagram video released before Mr. Trump's rally.
Puerto Rico is home to some of the most talented, innovative, and ambitious people in our nation. And Puerto Ricans deserve a president who sees and invests in that strength.
With 8 days to go until the election, our latest CBS News poll shows the presidential race is a dead heat. The head of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard is making his first public comments on Israel's strike on the country's air defense network over the weekend. He calls it illegitimate and illegal. 4 Iranian soldiers and 1 civilian were killed. The general warns of bitter consequences beyond the imagination. Quarter pounders will be back on the menu at McDonald's this week, minus the raw onions, linked to a deadly E. coli outbreak. CBS's Michael Toscano.
McDonald's said in a Sunday afternoon statement, they're confident that any contaminated product has been removed from their supply chain and all McDonald's restaurants.
The UN is sounding a new alarm about greenhouse gases, which hit record highs for 2023. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The World Meteorological Organization says while levels of all 3 main greenhouse gases increased, carbon dioxide is accumulating in the atmosphere faster than at any time during human existence. The last time the Earth experienced a comparable concentration of CO2 was 3 to 5 million years ago.
Meet Mr. Beast.
Whoa, watch where you're going.
He's number one on Forbes' just-released top social media creators list for the 3rd year in a row. Assistant managing editor Steve Bertone.
As the top creator economy grows, these creators are also growing up. A few folks have digital studios of more than 100 employees.
Collectively, they're estimated to earn nearly $720 million this year. S&P futures up 34. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkways surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Early voting continues. There's more about how to vote at civicmedia.us/vote. A domestic dispute in Racine escalated early yesterday when a car crashed into a house, triggering a gas leak and forcing evacuations in a neighborhood. It happened at around 3 a.m. yesterday, and it was reportedly caused when a male passenger grabbed the steering wheel during an argument with a female driver that set the vehicle off the road. Despite the severity of that Spring Street crash, no injuries were reported. The male passenger now faces charges of recklessly endangering safety and disorderly conduct. Number 4 is trying to help Trump. Lisa Hale has more.
Packer legend Brett Favre is scheduled to speak at a rally for former President Donald J. Trump in Green Bay Wednesday, October 30th. The rally will be at the Rush Center. Trump is scheduled to address the crowd at 6 p.m. The former president will rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee on November 1st. Both parties are courting voters in Wisconsin, where polls show Trump and his opponent, Kamala Harris, virtually tied.
Kids asking for candy will continue this week. A number of local communities did trick-or-treating yesterday, with more scheduled for Halloween Day. You might see ghouls and goblins at Gateway Wednesday. They're hosting a trunk-or-treat event in the parking lot of their Kenosha campus Wednesday evening. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Your spot on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Packers beat the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 30-27 win in Jacksonville. Backup Malik Willis replaced Jordan Love at quarterback after he suffered a groin injury. Willis with a 51-yard pass to Jaden Reed set up the winning field goal and says they tried to run that play earlier in the game.
We were looking for this certain look and we didn't get it the first time. Actually, we ran it twice and then we ran it again and we got the look we were looking for and I feel like Jay Reed popped open and I'm glad we got it to him.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions. The Wisconsin Badgers are on the road Saturday against the Iowa Hawkeyes after losing at home to Penn State 28-13 over the weekend. Quarterback Braden Locke throwing a costly pick six in the second half. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Nets last night in Brooklyn 115-102. How did Giannis play?
I thought Giannis played the right way the entire night. 22 points, 7 assists, 12 rebounds. I mean, guarding everywhere. I don't know what more you can do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered showers, maybe a thundershower tonight, low of 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy 79. We will cool down with scattered rain possible again by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
And then Barack Hussein Obama, what a likable, charismatic character. What an intriguing part of our political land. You know, to show me how brilliant he is as a politician, the first thing he had to do was overcome that name. And I don't think there's a tougher name to run for president in America, honestly, than Barack Hussein Obama. What could be harder? Hi, I'm Charles Manson. Hitler, I'd like your vote. Charles Manson, Hitler cares about the people. Charles Manson, Hitler will stand up to the special interests. Isn't it time you took another look at Charles Manson Hitler? I'm Charles Manson Hitler, and I approve this ad. Then they'd have attack ads. Charles Manson Hitler is a tax and spend liberal. Paid for by the committee to elect O.J. Scott Peterson president.
To admit that's funny.
Yeah, but it strikes a nerve that like how we look at presidents is really interesting, or our candidates I should say is interesting, because talk radio has been an interesting dynamic within those, having those conversations. I can tell you that.
Yeah. I was laughing
too hard.
We're just
going to let that hang right there.
I was laughing too hard at that because it's so true. Would you, even if he was the best candidate, would you elect somebody named Charles Manson Hitler? Yeah. Even though he was going to run this country perfectly, would you still vote for him?
that is a challenge.
What's in a name? Yeah. Okay, let's talk about some other things here. By the way, are you noticing more signs this year? We talked about lawn signs. Are you noticing more this year?
I'm noticing it's spotty to me, but there has been more signs in over the last few weeks. I do know that on the Democratic Party side, they had to remake all the signs, right? From the Biden-Harris Harris-Wells. So they didn't get their signs out, until the last few months, right? So that was a big challenge, because for a while you didn't see a lot of Harris-Wells signs at all, and that's why. Because I asked, and I'm like, that's interesting.
Talk about the commercials, TV, radio, You know, I always love the TV commercials. If whatever candidate you're vote they're against, they always find these black and white photos of
the messy hair,
facial expressions that are scary.
Yeah,
a blink of the eye, one eye's open, one eye's closed. They always find these bad photos to put up there, and then their candidate looks like a ray of sunshine just hit them.
Right, with perfect hair, the family,
the teeth are smiling. Yeah. There's no spinach between the teeth.
Yeah, but one of the things that I've noticed is just somebody who studies communications and how you know, that media critic in me as well. Is like when you see a lot of these ads, one of the things that I see is when we were in Ohio, when we were in a lot of the different states, when we were traveling this year, we saw the same ad base and it was just a different candidate. So, I mean, who knew that puberty blockers were actually going to be the main problem that we needed to solve, right? Who knew? And a lot of it's a lot of these ads are homophobic and you've got some deep pushing of the buttons of around fear with immigration. And one of the things that I'm noticing is the setting of the stage for challenges for people who have maybe some different types of cards that they have. So I just got a press release from Brian Style Camp around challenging and asking questions from the WEC for clarification around some of these different kinds of visitor cards or temporary. So I'm seeing signals that this is the hill that they want to really push on. And one of the things that was really interesting to me is the conversation around illegal immigrants voting. Friends, illegal, or actually people who are non-citizens cannot vote. And what's interesting is a lot of that news cycle came from the Heritage Foundation. And the Heritage Foundation is the think tank around the authorship of Project 2025 and had a very heavy influence in a lot of the Republican National Party agenda. And so, like, those are the things we're talking. You know, not to slam radio, but like,
oh, never do that.
Never do that. Don't bite the hand that feeds you, right? But like, there's a mediation that needs to happen when we're consuming information about whether things are true or false.
Is this the right? This is the first time in U.S. history that a former president can't even vote for himself.
Well, in Wisconsin, he wouldn't be if he was on probation or parole. So, like,
but he's a convicted felon.
So not all states are the same when it comes to that, right? I did a whole, like, back in 2020, I did a whole 5-part series on felony voter disenfranchisement. And people who are convicted of felonies that are in the middle of their sentence, and so they can be on what's called paper, is probation or parole. And so those folks cannot vote. And if Trump was a resident of Wisconsin and if he was on probation or parole, he would not be able to vote.
What about in Florida?
I'm not sure. I believe Florida has a condition where if you've served out your prison term.
Well, he hasn't, obviously.
Well, and because he hasn't been sentenced.
Yeah, he's still a convicted felon.
He is a convicted felon. But I believe, and this is what fascinated me, is that when I was doing that series, Florida has a provision where if you've done your time, your prison sentence, if you've paid your fines and fees off, then you can vote.
It's something I never have to personally worry
about.
In Connecticut,
this is funny. In Connecticut, if you are in, they don't take anybody's rights away. So even if you're in prison, you can vote. And Washington, D.C. was looking at a provision like similar to that. But states treat that very differently. And I think that, so Wisconsin has one of the highest incarceration rates in the entire United States.
We just ran a poll the other day I had here in the morning, and it said, how many people will be happy when this election is over?
Me.
A lot of people have. There is a percentage of people, it's like 14%, said no, they want it to continue. You got to be kidding. I'm exhausted with this thing already.
Right. Try writing it.
Yeah. I'm a news junkie. I listen to talk radio a lot. I listen to the news shows. I am putting on true crime shows now because that's making me happier than listening to the politics.
You want to hear something that was funny is that my husband and I were watching TV together, one of the rare moments in the last 3 months. And this one commercial for like some like Drano kind of esque thing came on, and it happened to repeat like three times. And I was like, dude, how many times are they going to run this commercial? And he's like, wait, no. Don't say that. At least it's not a political ad.
But speaking about TV commercials, yeah. I'm watching ABC World News the other day, and I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. Every single commercial was for a pill or a drug.
You know what's really funny, though? I'm going to point this out because I think it's worth really understanding, is that I have sold one political ad. One. For this season. Okay. Hoping that's going to change. We'll see what happens.
We've had a lot here.
But, like, I know. But doesn't that tell you something about where people think the audience is? Because there was research done that a lot of people do turn off the news. And so they're not investing in that format. Now, I knew that was going to happen because I've been seeing this slow slide for a while. So I pivoted and we did some fundraising. We did some grant making and things along that line. But that tells me, A, that's not where they think their audience is. Right. And so that is really unfortunate for me as a business owner who owns a news website, because I've got to fund this stuff. But that is a really big problem.
Coffee ain't free.
No, it's true. And I need a lot of it, friends.
Denise Lockwood, founder of Racine County, is my guest. It's 7:16 at WRJN, partly sunny today with a high near 63. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Low is 59. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 77. Right now it's clear. Sun coming up 45 degrees right here at Radio Park.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It seems like it's taken forever, but there might be a Speed 3. See what I did there? In a recent chat with The Hollywood Reporter, 20th Century Studios' Steve Asbell gave the movie-going public hope when it comes to more sequels destined for the big screen in the near future. Asbell says he is open to Speed 3 if it's a great idea, but that the studio will definitely pursue another Alien, and says there will be a new Predator film in theaters in 2025 as well. Asbell also added there would be most likely another Alien versus Predator. Thanks, but not really necessary, Steve. Looking for something new to watch as the Halloween season winds down? Check out Bad Monkey on Apple TV. It took me a while to warm up to it, but it is a good show and keeps you guessing. Vince Vaughn basically plays himself, but this time he's named Andrew Yancey, a disgraced detective in Miami trying to solve a case in which a severed arm is found with the middle finger of the hand extended. A funny gimmick, but the story unfolds nicely and the characters are interesting. Give it a watch. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete tonight on our sister station, WAUK, AM 540.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Game time! Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy & Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them opened? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
All right, it's 7:21. Denise Lockwood, Racine County I, is with me today. Let's get some of the things on your list here. You say Uber is giving a 50% discount to people looking for rides to the polls.
That was struck me as odd. Like, but I get it. But I think that's really interesting. And like,
they're being nice.
The NFL is really stumping for voting, and it's all hands are decked. So it's not to say that people don't want you to exercise your right to vote, because they certainly do. Yeah, it's everywhere. You can't escape it.
Disinformation. Now, the Republicans will say the Democrats are all full of disinformation everywhere they go. The Democrats accuse the Republicans. You don't know who's right and who's wrong. You don't know.
Well, and that's one of the things where actually strong journalism would actually be super helpful.
Yeah, but people watching Fox will swear the Democrats are the demons.
Yeah.
People watching MSNBC will swear the Republicans
are
the demons.
No, I'm talking about the real stuff, like the real meat and potatoes.
Oh,
stuff.
Okay, the actual issues?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a novel idea with talk about issues.
So you go to Racine County, you'll get the truth?
I'm hoping really hard that people do.
You get the truth there.
Well, and so here's an example. Like this morning, one of our top stories is about little baby Raymond school, and they're facing a referendum of $3 million, but there's some really deep-seated issues around how they got there as far as what the board was doing, what they knew, what they didn't know. I have a really personal hard time with the idea that they didn't know that they were going to face $679,000 shortfall. You know, that's a big deal when you're talking a $5.5 million budget. But it's also got ties to the larger context of the Moms for Liberty agenda. And so, you know, if you want a playbook or a real case scenario of what happens when we kind of tap out, this is one of the other reasons why I say this is not a normal election, friends. I have never in 25, almost 26 years of being a journalist been told to open records request a budget, ever. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that because local journalism has not been able to show up at these meetings consistently, that is a massive problem. And so when we started showing up and we got open records requests, literally the superintendent who had left Raymond School in December of 2023 was working on the 23-24 budget in February of 24 to turn it into DPI. Okay. And the reason why we know that is through open records requests. The reason why we know that is because we were able to really kind of dig underneath the problems. And so there are some deep-seated issues with how these school boards are understanding what their role is in a fiduciary responsibility to say what you're spending and how you're spending it and being accountable to that process.
jump down to predictions right here. What are your predictions?
We got a lot coming up. There's going to be an election.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me write this down.
I know, it's rocket science.
You're like the horoscope that says something will happen.
Okay, so...
there will be an election.
I
got news for you.
Maybe that's something that's not so obvious.
There will be an election.
Well, and I think that I doubt very seriously that it's going to be decided on election night because you have a massive number of early voting. You've got mail-in voting. By the way, mail-in voting has been happening since 1992. There are a lot of checks and balances. I talked to Wendy Christensen, the Racine County clerk, about how she's feeling about things, and she's very confident in having a free and fair election. With that said, I also know that there are going to be a lot of observers. I also know there is going to be observers observing the observers. So it's going to be crazy. Honestly, at the end of the day, I hope that we are going to be okay. Because we're not mentally, we are having a hard time processing shared knowledge of common understanding of problem and looking through the lens of solutions. I think we have a hard time getting beyond the sound bites and the spoon fed drip campaign of, you know, what we're hearing. And it's hard, but I hope that families can heal. I hope that families can come together and really have productive conversations. And one of the things that we've been doing is we had election literacy stories. We've been doing election literacy stories and holding events around election literacy for the last couple of months. And then we also have coffee with candidates. We had, and those are really been fascinating, but it's we're doing all of the work that we're trying to do, right?
You're going to come back after the election?
I think we're going to have to get through election fog because that's going to take me a few days.
No, I got to get you back here because you have good opinions on this and you have more insight than a lot of people have into it. So we're going to get you back here right after the election.
Sounds good.
Not the day after, but.
No, give me a couple of days and give me lots of coffee. Yeah.
You and this coffee.
I know. I
never tasted coffee in my life.
I know.
Is it that good?
It is that good.
Okay. It's that dairy creamer you put in there, right? That's what does it all. And the sugar.
The hazelnut.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Denise Lockwood from Racine County. I'm going to get her in here after election day. She got good insight. And don't forget to go to RacineCountyEye.com on your wherever you get your, not Facebook. What am I thinking about?
The web?
Yeah, the web. The internet.
The internet webs.
Go on there and Racine County Eye and support it. She does a good job over there. And we got to have... got to have more news services out there.
Thank you so much for having me.
Because they're dripping away, these news services, and we can't let that happen. And I'm glad you're fighting for it.
Fighting hard.
Yeah, I know you are.
Fighting hard.
Yeah, well, coffee's expensive.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Denise. Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eye, racinecountyeye.com. Read the website, read her news, and support her website. That's good. But right now, guess who we've got? We've got Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
The rest of the story. The worst thing you could do as a kid growing up in the Bronx during the Depression was lose money with which your parents had entrusted you. So when 13-year young Angelo was given several hard-earned dollars by his mother and sent to buy groceries, he stuffed the bills deep in his britches pocket and he kept feeling for them to make certain they remained safe and sound. He got as far as the corner, and there seven boys, teenagers also, perhaps surmising Angelo's momentary wealth from his anxious behavior, confronted him, and they demanded money. Angelo said he needed whatever he had to buy food for his family. The boys just laughed. Then one of them pushed Angelo, and another one grabbed and held him, and another one punched him, and another, and eventually all of them. And after a long and excruciating beating, Angelo awakened on the pavement, his mother's money gone. Now, bleeding, hurting, humiliated, Angelo returned home. I'm going to get them back for what they did, he swore, stifling sobs. Most youngsters would say that and the words would heal with the wounds, but Angelo, he never was one to let things go. So the black and blue was still blossoming when he showed up one day at the neighborhood gym and strode up to the nearest knowledgeable-looking person, imploring, "Make me strong." All right. Angelo would have to lift weights, they said. So he lifted weights. Heavier and heavier weights. Then he learned how to box. And he got good, really good. Good enough to compete as an amateur and then to win as an amateur. And then did Angelo decide it was time to settle the old sore score. He would find those boys who had stolen his money and his dignity, and he would make them pay. There were seven of them, remember? Angelo planned to stalk each separately. He vowed to catch and crush them, even if it took years. And it would take years. The first he spotted on the street one night, walking past a dark alley. Angelo seized him by the jacket and jerked him into the gloom. There was talk around the neighborhood afterward that that boy ended up in the hospital. As the gang was taken out one by one in similar fashion, those yet unpunished fearfully deduced who was happening to them and what. Namely, a vendetta. But by then it was too late. All of them would feel the wrath of Angelo's revenge. That is, all but one. Try as he might, Angelo simply could not track down that seventh assailant. Years more, he persisted, but the hunt never ended. For on his deathbed at age 83, Angelo summoned his son to whisper the unfinished business that the latter now inherited, and his son promised, "I'll try to find that seventh guy." Those were the last words the two ever exchanged. But today, should you marvel at the tireless determination behind the success of Angelo's boy? Don't, because tenacity runs in the family of Angelo Leno. Yes, of course, you've met his son, Jay Leno. But now you know who. The rest of the story.
And for another rest of the story, you can tune in to Cindy Huber this afternoon. She'll have one at 12:05. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category-exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Let's check news in the morning, 7:32. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkways surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Early voting continues. There's more about how to vote at civicmedia.us/vote. A domestic dispute in Racine escalated early yesterday when a car crashed into a house, triggering a gas leak and forcing evacuations in a neighborhood. It happened at around 3 a.m. yesterday, and it was reportedly caused when a male passenger grabbed the steering wheel during an argument with a female driver that sent the vehicle off the road. Despite the severity of that Spring Street crash, no injuries were reported. The male passenger now faces charges of recklessly endangering safety and disorderly conduct. Number four is trying to help Trump. Lisa Hale has more.
Packer legend Brett Favre is scheduled to speak at a rally for former President Donald J. Trump in Green Bay Wednesday, October 30th. The rally will be at the Rush Center. Trump is scheduled to address the crowd at 6 p.m. The former president will rally at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee on November 1st. Both parties are courting voters in Wisconsin, where polls show Trump and his opponent, Kamala Harris, virtually tied.
Kids asking for candy will continue this week. A number of local communities did trick-or-treating yesterday, with more scheduled for Halloween Day. You might see ghouls and goblins at Gateway Wednesday. They're hosting a trunk-or-treat event in the parking lot of their Kenosha campus Wednesday evening. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Canadian pork is coming south, and it doesn't look like the trend will change anytime soon. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll take a deeper dive into why Canadian pork's coming to the U.S. next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
It's not about the cost of production that's leading Canadian pork to the United States, but instead the lack of processing capacity in Canada. That's according to Stuart Skinner. He's a pork producer from Ontario, and he says producers have done a great job getting their cost of production down. Unfortunately, trying to build a processing facility, that's not getting more efficient.
I think a lot of processing expansion is going to be limited by the sheer cost of building. Infrastructure has gotten so high, it's very difficult to put together a good business case. We've got good costs on the production side, but unfortunately, like so many other industries, fail to add the value at the processing stage. And there continues to be healthy demand in the U.S. Packers down there want pigs.
Stuart Skinner, he's a pork producer from Ontario, Canada. He said right now they've got 5,000 pigs a week that are leaving Ontario to go to Brandon, Manitoba for processing. Another 10,000 to 15,000 pigs a week leaving Canada just to come to the United States for processing, and that's every week. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning. A little bit mixed. We'll take a look at numbers next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Alrighty, on Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped a half a cent to 187. 40-pound block cheese down another two at 190. But AA butter gained 4.5 cents to finish the week at 269.5 per pound. This morning, the November Class 3 fluid milk that goes into cheese up 7 right now at 2011. Currently, December corn is down a penny at 414. November soybeans are down 4 at 984. Currently, the March wheat, that's down 2 at 587 a bushel. And that's just a quick snapshot on what's happening with the farm markets as we get rolling on a Monday trade session. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered showers, maybe a thundershower tonight, low of 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy 79. We will cool down with scattered rain possible again by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
New Yorkers are the only people in the world, you ask one question, where do you live? They got to give you three answers. Where do you live? Brooklyn, 54th Street, Fort Greene Projects. You don't hear that in L.A. It don't sound right with brothers. Where you from? South Central, Watts Towers, my mama's house. You don't sound right with foreigners either. Where you from? Africa, Jungle Road, Hot 52.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be
God only knows. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Thank you, Denise Lockwood, for coming in today. I always appreciate it when she comes in. She'll be back right after the election to give us more local insight to what's going on. Okay, this I didn't know. Do you know it's technically possible to overdose on Halloween candy? For a 180-pound person, it would take 262 pieces of fun-sized candy in one sitting, or 1,627 pieces of candy corn to have an overdose. Who knew that, huh? Wow. 7:42. We're looking for partly sunny weather today with a high near 63. Right now, the sun is out. Partly out. 45 degrees here at Radio Park. Don Rundgren, hello, it's me.
Hello, it's me. Thank you.
Todd Rundgren. Hello, it's me. You know, Todd Rundgren was actually, I'm trying to think of the name of the group, Runt. He was part of the group Runt. We've got to get you a woman. Remember that song? Yeah, that was his group. Anyway, he went off on his own. Hello, it's me. All right, what do I have for you here? Hey, would you say you're aging well? Not me. I had to climb Holy Hill yesterday. And it was a lot of steps. I'm not aging well, I don't think. Let's find out if it's going downhill for you or not. A new Mayo Clinic study found standing on one leg is a pretty good indicator of how fast you're aging. If you struggle with it, then you might be officially old. See, that's the funny thing is I could stand on one leg for a long time. Doesn't bother me. But climbing those steps up Holy Hill, I said, this is it. I'm walking to heaven. I have to walk up the whole steps to get there. Yeah, it was a lot of steps going up there yesterday. My wife just ran up like she's walking on the sidewalk. And I'm like, we get to the top of Holy Hill. And I'm exhausted. And then my wife tells me, well, there's an elevator here. We didn't know it. I could have taken an elevator to the top. We took the elevator down, but I could have taken the elevator to the top. But who knew? All right. Let's see what I got. Oh, you know what? Pure Soul. Now, this is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul. It's coming to Memorial Hall on Friday, November 8th at 8 p.m. You can buy your tickets for the Night of Rhythm and Romance online at the events page of festivalpark.com, or you can win a pair right now. All right? Give me a call, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN, and I've got a pair of tickets waiting for you. I'll plop down on one caller, and that caller will get those tickets to go see Pure Soul November 8th at Memorial Hall. Should be a nice night of music. You're going to love it. 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. So give a call, and I'll pick out one of the callers here and give them a pair of tickets to go see Pure Soul. Hi, what's your first name?
Tammy.
Tammy?
Yes, Tammy.
Like the song by Debbie Reynolds, Tammy?
Exactly.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. All right, I'm not going to sing. All right, Tammy.
I was born right in that era, too.
When Debbie Reynolds sang the song. Do you remember the name of the movie that was from? Tammy and the Bachelor. Tammy
exactly.
And the Bachelor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Tammy got a pair of tickets to go see Pure Soul at Memorial Hall on November 8th. I trust they're not going to sing the song Tammy. So,
probably not.
I can't picture that being a soul song. But anyway, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to go see Pure Soul November 8th at 8 p.m. at Memorial Hall here in Reseda. Hold on the line, okay? Don't go anywhere. Hold on.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy. Hold on there. Don't go anywhere. I got some information I got to get from you. All right. 748 WRJN, local news. Timeless Hits.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall.
It's time to party. Are you ready?
Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Of a clown. Local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJM. Well, this time of year, many people go to fake haunted houses, but some people believe they've been to a real haunted house, or at least lived in one. In a poll, 16% of people say they have lived in a haunted house. 11% say they visited an actual haunted house. 6% say they haven't yet, but would like to. And 29% said they have not liked to and have no interest in going to a real haunted house. I don't think I could live in a haunted house for more than, one trillionth of a second. If they told me it was haunted, I'm out of there. All right, 7:54. Looking for a partly sunny day today. Highs near 63. The sun is out now. 45 degrees in Radio Park. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Here's Neil Diamond. Local news and timeless hits for you.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't a taking me where I want to be. Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. When it's gone, for the night time, forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away, I get a relaxation, and it's time to groove, I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Turn up the way it should. Talk about money, girl.
Lord, for the nighttime. Forget the day. They have a tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
Oh, Lord, the nighttime.
It's a time to brew.
Oh, time to brew.
I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Oh, Lord, the nighttime.
I thank the Lord for you. Savior. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
To forget the day.
They have a tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Thank
the Lord for you.
Now.
In election news, wait, before you turn off your radio, it's not about our election. A town in Saskatchewan, Canada, has a problem with their election coming up. No one is running for mayor. So I guess if you put one write-in vote, that person will be mayor. That's a tough problem. What do you do when nobody wants the job? 757 WRJN, local news and timeless hits for you. Ah, yeah, the Four Seasons. Greg Donald.